Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, good. So it's Friday. Hello, Christmas.
Hello.
Hey, Simon.
Hi.
How's that hand coming along? Oh, you burnt it, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it hasn't really healed as I hoped it would. It's sore, it's weeping.
Have you met Jessie J?
Is she the one who also had a serious accident that no one gave her any sympathy for, Chris?
Yeah, she never mentions it.
It's really sore.
If you've not been following the intriguing story of Simon off the sport's hand this week, it was wrapped in cling film at one point because he burnt it. Because he can't carry tea properly.
Four cups.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's basically I've been made to pay for my own generosity.
That's right. Yes, you have. You need to get yourself one of those adverts.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Simon Mundy off the sport, and I got £3,000. There's always people falling over though. It's never people with just their arm.
Yeah, exactly. I was carrying tea down a corridor.
Yeah. You best just leave it, hadn't you, really? Don't you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't want
the embarrassment of it.
I don't want to take it up with the BBC, just in case they get rid of all the tea machines in the building.
That's right. That would be awful.
He was going on to Matt Cardle yesterday about skateboarding.
What?
I thought, if going through the door is an extreme sport, I don't want to get on a skateboard, Simon.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's all right this morning. It is Friday, which is good. Do you know what I wish? I wish that just one of us, just one of our team, was good in the mornings. You know, there are some people that are just really good, first thing, like, really bright-eyed and like, hi, yeah, I'm awake. That's none of us. None of us here right now.
Hi, Ben.
Sorry, the one that doesn't speak is, he's really good in the mornings. Becky, you are not. You're just pretending.
Oh, I'm good.
We've all just spent the last half hour grunting at each other.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Becky went off at her boyfriend yesterday.
Yeah. I think it's the tiredness is getting to me. Basically,
nothing. It's one of those things that if you weren't getting up early in the morning, this would not be an issue. But because you maybe got up a little bit earlier than you normally would, he got it in the neck.
He did, yes. And the reason for this was that he poured me full fat Coke rather than diet.
Right.
I don't think I've ever sworn so much in my life.
Slight overreaction, maybe.
Yeah. I drank a pint of it.
And then you were like, hang on, I've got slightly furry teeth.
Yeah.
Was this Diet Coke? He went, no.
It's full fat. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, brilliant. What are you trying to do to me, you idiot?
It was quite similar to that,
was it?
Yeah.
Massive overreaction.
Yeah. And you know when you're just so angry that the person almost starts to laugh at you because it's just totally ridiculous.
That makes it worse. And then, but then what makes it even worse is when they go, oh, think you need a bit more sleep. No, don't say that. Okay, Laidback Luke an example, and Birdie, and Rizzle Kicks coming up. Charlie Simpson's coming in to see us later, and that's going to be at around about 8:30.
I like the way we always have the guest on exactly the same time.
I still don't know, do I?
Every day you have to check with the one that doesn't speak, and you go, 8,
that's
and he goes to mouth, 30.
To be 8:30.
Serious?
What?
Charlie Simpson's in
today. Actual Charlie Simpson. Did you not know that, Chris?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, look at his face. Look at his little face.
He's gone all red. I think he's a secret.
You can't look him in the eye, though.
Why?
Because he doesn't like that. In fact, he'll probably have you removed.
You'll have to wear shades for the whole interview.
He's like that. Really? Yeah, high maintenance. Not really. He's very nice. He's coming in at 8:30. Sian's been on, who is 25 and a bit. I like it when people put that age exactly on email. Sian's from Liverpool. She's like, hi, Becky, Chris, PR4L, one doesn't speak, smooth talking Dan, everybody else. I was listening to your podcast, the Scott Mills Daily, and was very happy that Bernard's Watch got a mention. This is a programme we were talking about earlier this week. Chris remembers it from his childhood, so do many other people. It's called Bernard's Watch. What was the premise of the show?
It was a boy who had a watch which stopped time, so he could do anything he wanted and everyone else was frozen.
And we were saying that it'd be quite good if we could do like a new version if the bloke who played Bernard was up for it, and it could be maybe slightly pervier. Bernard's watching. And what would happen in the pervy version?
Well, just all the things that he didn't do as a kid. Instead of trying on hats, he just, went after girls and stuff like
that. Yeah. So. It would be better, wouldn't it?
Much better.
Because he never made full potential of that watch, really, did he?
No.
He didn't do anything, like, a bit naughty. He was proper good. Anyway, Sian says, I loved that show. and was so excited when I moved into Halls in Sheffield as the rumours that Bernard, off of the watch, was actually there. I met him a few times in the bar, and it was very cool, until one night I could hold it in no longer and shouted, "Bernard, I love you!" Really didn't appreciate that. She says, "I think fame hardened him." Still no word from the bloke who played Bernard about doing our updated version. We'll let you know if he gets in touch.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Hello, if you're just waking up, we sound good. Becky's here, Chris is here, hey.
Hey.
All right. Charlie Simpson's coming in at 8:30 this morning. Stuff happening that you might care about. Katy Perry, she's on tour at the moment. And she loves Yorkshire pudding and meat pies. She's been on in Sheffield and she just loves the Yorkshires. Does she, though? Does she? It's like when you read those celeb magazines and it's always really thin girls in there, like normally, like celebrity girls, and they're like, they ask about their diet and they're like, "I just eat what I want. If I want chocolate, I'll have some. I certainly will never deny myself." Really, though? Anyway, apparently, Perry likes nothing more than chowing down on a meat pie. Just can't imagine it. Team Ginge is gathering momentum with Ed Sheeran now becoming close friends with Rupert Grint. Rupert Grint's in Ed Sheeran's new video, Ginger's Ahoy. And N-Dubs are launching, is this true, launching a website about fishing. Apparently, I didn't know this, Dappy and Fazer, they love the fishing. Can I just ask, at this early stage on Friday morning, do not search for this story by typing in Dappy and Tackle into a search engine, because you'll find something you won't want to see.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Take another call. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this? Who are you?
I'm Lucy.
Lucy, hi.
Yes, with a bad cold.
What's going on, Luce?
I'm going to see Katy Perry tomorrow, and I thought I might try and lob a Yorkshire pudding at her.
No, don't lob Yorkshire puddings at Katy Perry. That's really not good.
Well, I don't think she'll get it, because we're, like, as high up as you can go in the O2. So.
Oh, are you...
I'll hit some randomer instead on the way down.
I went to see Lady Gaga, and I was up that high, and when you stand up, it's like, whoa!
I am quite scared. I think it's going to be really, really high up.
I was really scared. It was like climbing to the top of a mountain. Like, when I got there, I was like, I'm not sure I can ever come down from here now because I'm too scared to actually move.
So do I need, like, climbing gear or something to get up there?
Yeah, you take those sticks that they do, like, hiking with.
Oh, OK, yeah. My sister's coming with me, so we could do, like, a tandem climb or something.
Yeah, and even if you did throw a Yorkshire, why would you have them in your bag? You're so far away, it'll never reach her, unless you're an amazing shot.
You
what?
You can get those mini ones that you put in the oven, like Yorkie puds or something. You used to be able to get those anyway.
Okay, that's weird. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Chris has forgotten that it's his mum's birthday.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay, well, you've been made aware that it's your mum's birthday.
Yeah, a bit last minute. I haven't got her anything yet.
Do you live with your mum? Has she not mentioned it in a subtle way like my mum always does?
Do you know what? She hasn't. It's only when I woke up this morning, saw on the calendar it's her birthday.
What, has she just written mum birthday?
Yeah, or someone has. Yeah. And I need to get a present, so I need to sort all that right away.
Yeah. Unbelievable she's not mentioned it. It's quite good, though, that you're up this early, because she won't know. Like, you can go home, sort it all out, and she won't know that you've forgotten.
Well, what if she's listening now?
Yeah, this is my whole issue. She'll be listening to this. I've tried to stop her, but I know she listens. It's really awkward.
Are you not comfortable with her listening to what you do on this show?
She shouldn't be listening. Do you know what I mean? For one, she's, you know, she's my mum, so some of the stuff we do on here is a bit awkward. But two, without sounding rude, she's too old. Don't listen. Don't listen.
How old is your mum?
I don't know.
I haven't got a clue. But ballpark figure, how old?
Well, she's, you know, typical mum age.
Well, what's that? What is that?
30s, 40s, 50s?
I'd hope she's not in her 30s.
I don't know, because I just don't want to insult her.
Have a guess.
How do you not know, like, how old your mum is?
She must be ballpark 50-ish. Surely.
Right. You don't even have a
I
slight
really
clue.
Hope she's not listening to this. This is awful.
You don't even know.
This is awful.
You don't. So she could be 40, she could be 16. You have not a clue.
Let's meet in the middle. Let's say she's around 50.
50-ish.
God, if she's still 45, she's going to be so annoyed.
She shouldn't be listening to this show.
I think we should ring her and wish her a happy birthday.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we should because, look, you have forgotten your mum's birthday.
Don't say it again.
Right? And if we ring her, we can make it better. Can't we, Scott?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I'd be well up for ringing your mum.
And then we can ask her how old she is and we can set the record straight.
Happy birthday. How old are you?
Happy 50th birthday. You could do a singagram. Happy 50th.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Happy 50th.
Do you know what? I've caught her listening to the podcast before. I hate it.
Why?
I've banned her and she still does it. Like I've seen her like on her laptop, headphones in, listening to the podcast. I've tried to block the website on her computer and everything. I can't work out how to do it.
You've tried to block your mum from listening to our podcast?
She shouldn't be. Yeah, because look at the stuff we do on this show.
What are you most embarrassed about?
Where do I start?
Is it this?
I'm an adult baby!
All right. Brilliant.
That was one of your best moments, I think.
Is it when we went out to sing the Home and Away theme tune in public places?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could be.
Don't want your mum hearing that, really. Or, I mean, has she heard when you played Truth or Dare?
Go. I can't go into Westwood Studio in my pants.
That's the people's soul, baby. It's important. Oh, dude's just walked in butt naked.
Have you got the ruler?
Yeah, now, this is Scott Mills' What is your actual official title? Sidekick. Why?
Westwood, I was dared to do this.
That's not very daring, though. I think the next layer down would be daring.
Oh, no!
Excuse me, I'm taking that off!
Get him out of there!
He's running! He's not running! Oh, I think he's going to pull them right the way down to the ground.
No! What's going on?
Did you see that? Westwood's just pulled his pants down.
No!
He's completely naked in the corridor.
No, he's not! Oh my God! No, this has all gone wrong.
Anthony Weiner.
What are they doing now?
He's going to have some serious friction burns because Westwood is pulling him by the foot. Naked. This wasn't in the risk assessment.
This has all gone wrong. Why would you do that?
Just lying on the floor.
I can see now why you probably don't want us to listen to the podcast.
It's just embarrassing.
Oh, she's just proud of you, though.
Well, she's not. He's forgotten her birthday.
No, but she's probably, like, going to all her mates. Oh, did you hear my boy on the... I'm just...
She's suddenly turned into your mum.
Presuming she speaks like this, because my mum does, and this is my generic mum voice.
Yeah.
Should I do it again?
Do it.
Oh, it's my boy on the radio. Did you hear him this morning? Butt naked he was.
If she is listening, though, happy
no pants on in front of Westwood. I'm so proud. In fact, I've got to say, in all my 50 years, I've never been prouder than I am of Chris right now. Butt naked he was, no pants. Podcast. Lowen's been on from Cornwall. She's like, I know how you feel. I've just had to unfriend my mum on Facebook because she was slightly stalking me. This is the thing, like, with my mum. She's not on Twitter, but she just Googles Scott Mills' Twitter all the time. I'm like, why are you doing that? She's like, well, you never ring me. So I do ring you, mum. Well, you don't ring me as often as you should. All right, cool. So I just use it to try and keep up with what you're doing.
That's why you do those boring tweets like home now and sleep. They're just for your mum, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really true. You're actually out.
Yeah, I'm normally out on an all-night rave, but I'll just say, I'll be like, yeah, home
wonder,
now. No, that's why I do it.
Because some of them are really mundane.
I know, but that's
eating
she loves
my
that.
Greens. Who cares? Your mum, obviously.
My mum cares. Like, that's why I do it for my mum. No one else cares.
Cut toenails today. Good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Done my washing.
Add my five a day.
It all makes sense now. Why didn't you just tell me a few months ago?
No, I
defollowed you like six times.
In reality, I'm in some... I'm listening to Russian techno somewhere. She doesn't need to know that.
Do you know what? My best mate, one of my best mate Marcus, his mum is on Twitter. I've noticed the only person she follows is me. And I wrote that I'm off to Southampton with my mate Marcus. And his mum...
This is awful, listen to
this. His mum tweeted me. She put... So, at Chris, you just look after my baby for me. Marcus's mum. Kiss.
Oh, brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sean's been on. He's talking about your mum and when it's, like, not acceptable. His mum comes to his stand-up comedy gigs. Oh, God, that is awkward. You don't, like, some of the material you do on a stand-up comedy gig, I'm imagining, Sean, you probably don't want your mum hearing. You know your mum that you don't want listening to the show?
Yeah.
I'm just giving her a call, Chris, because it's her birthday today.
Love it how you've got her number already, Scott.
Yeah.
We won't ask why.
Oh, here we go. Oh, bless your mum. What were we saying? 50-ish. Ballpark.
Just say happy 50th.
Oh, no. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mum. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You're live on air. Please don't swear.
I know
you're a potty mouth.
Yeah. She knows some dirty jokes. happy birthday, Chris's mum.
Happy 50th.
Thank you. I'd just like to point out to him he's clearly forgotten being part of a big 50th birthday celebration a few years ago.
Oh, you...
Even worse!
Oh, this is really bad. But...
It was obviously memorable, wasn't it?
Well, no, there is an upside to this. He thought you were younger than you actually are.
Yes, I was chuckling at that one, yes.
Right. Don't have any recollection of the 50th.
Stop listening.
Just stop. Stop listening. He said earlier that you were on your laptop a lot, listening to the podcast sometimes.
Oh, it's not true.
Wow.
No. I don't wear headphones anyway. I just play it out to the whole, you know, whoever's there to listen.
Oh, no, that's worse.
Happy birthday, Mum.
I have to say, I do identify with your mum Googling the Twitter as well.
Yeah, just to find out where you are.
You don't know about that, do you?
Do you follow him on Twitter as well, or do you look him up on Twitter?
I do, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's all fine. Happy birthday, Mum.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
There we are. Oh, you see? That was nice. Radio 1 Podcast. Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Your mum's still listening, is she? On her birthday?
Yeah,
of course
probably,
she is.
Yeah.
Even though you told her to stop listening. Do you think this is the moment she's most proud of for you? Now, you wrapped yourself up in paper earlier.
I did, yeah.
And you gave yourself as a nice Christmas present to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you send yourself to?
Fern Cotton.
Oh, do you think she's proud of that? Oh, that's my boy. Did you hear it? He wrapped himself up and gave himself to Fern Cotton. One of the proudest moments of my life, that was.
She just freaked and ran off, didn't she?
Yeah, she really did. Who's on the phone, please?
It's Anne.
Hello, Anne. Who are you?
Hello. I'm Harry Styles' mum.
Oh. And you follow your boy on Twitter as well?
Oh, I do. It's the only way I get to know where he is and what he's up to.
Well, you see, you've got reason to be proud, Anne.
Oh, every mother is proud of their children.
That's true. Oh, what was that noise?
It's all right, I've just turned it off.
She's getting a fax.
I'm just getting a text going, I've just heard you on the radio.
What, from Harry?
I don't know, I didn't look, to be honest.
How do we know this is... Sorry, Anne. How do we know this is actually Harry's mum?
It could just be an imposter.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be. I could be a fake.
You could. I don't know why anyone would do that. Like,
no, I don't.
Why would you ring up Radio 1 and go, hello, I'm Harry Styles' mum. If you weren't, that would be really weird.
Yeah. You rang me, actually.
Well, no, you texted in, I rang you back. I mean, we don't... You're right, Becca, we have no idea. Do you want to test Anne?
Well, I don't... What can we ask?
Hang
on. We've got a question. Hang on a minute.
There's a question.
All right, here we go.
Hang on, Anne. How are you today, anyway, Anne? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm just making a cup of tea before I get ready for work.
Amazing. And what was the last thing that you knew Harry was up to, because you've been following him on Twitter?
The last thing I knew... he went to the... He had a day with the Ray of Sunshine kids yesterday.
Right.
And I saw a nice photo of him with a big sun face on.
Yeah.
I think it was him, because you couldn't see him.
Did he tell you this, or did you find it out from his Twitter?
No, I found it on Twitter.
Yeah, see, same as my mum. If she wants to know where I am, she'll just look it up.
Well, you see, it's a lot. There's a lot goes on in your young lives that, you know, you can't always remember. It's just normal for you. And then, you know, when we ask about what you're up to, it's... You don't want to just go through your normal daily life, do you? But it's exciting for us mums to know what you're up to.
Oh, that's what my mum says, exactly the same. She's like, well, it's normal for you. I get quite excited by it.
There you go, then.
What have you got, Becky?
When is Harry's birthday?
1st of February.
Thing is, everyone will know that.
Oh, no! A random lady called Anne would not know Harry Styles' birthday.
I reckon, 98% of women in the UK under 18 would know that.
Yeah, but
Anne.
Right, I believe you, Anne.
I'm quite random.
Yeah.
What was the name of the band that Harry was in before One Direction?
White Eskimo.
Have you got Wikipedia open, Anne?
No.
Good to speak to you, Anne. Love you, bye.
Oh. Bye.
Bye, nice to speak to you. BBC Radio 1. Loads of people are on now going, could you ask Anne immediately if I can marry Harry?
Now, you wrapped yourself up in paper.
Right, wrong one. Right, it's 7:46. Oh, bless her.
I think I'd make a good detective.
You are really good. It was a real nice kind of interrogation there. I enjoyed it.
There are people on now pretending to be other members' parents. I am the dad of that Irish one from One Direction. Feel free to call Dad.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
To everybody now texting in, pretending to be the parents of a famous. That was clearly a one-off with Anne. And I don't believe you. Enrique Iglesias' mum's been on. let's not ring her. I don't think it's her. This is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. Coming next, you meet at 6. Charlie Simpson's going to be here. Ah, ow.
What happened there? What have you done?
Ow, studio injury.
You all right?
Oh, just kind of fell off my chair there. 8:30, Charlie Simpson's going to be here. Chris is very excited because he does believe that Sleeping With The Lights On by Busted is one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a guilty pleasure, yeah.
No, don't say that. He's probably listening now. Don't say one of his songs is a guilty pleasure.
I think it's a tune.
Yeah, well, you just said guilty pleasure, which means it's embarrassing to listen to.
It's a bit.
It's not! All right, you've got to face him in 40 minutes. Oh, your song's a bit embarrassing to listen to.
No, but I like it.
But you're still saying it's embarrassing. Oh, God. Just leave it. No, I was in a famous clothes shop yesterday. They have branches everywhere. This particular one was in London. And I got in the lift. Normally I'd use the stairs, but hello, just done a half marathon. My calves can't stand that right now. So got in the lift, and I actually recorded this because I was quite amazed by how boring the lady was in the lift. Not a lady in the lift, the voiceover. God, you're boring, lady in the lift. Listen.
Mind the doors, please.
Recognise her? She's in a lot of stores, I think, this lady.
Ground floor.
So, can't be bothered.
First floor.
Yeah.
Lift going up.
And I was just thinking to myself, wait, Becky and Chris, if you imagine this, right, if you get offered the voiceover of a large chain of stores, you'd be well up for that, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Imagine if they said, you can be the voice of the lift in the shop. What voice would you do?
Do you remember I got offered to do the lift of the new Premier Inn in, like, Wolverhampton or somewhere?
Yes, I do.
I never got round to it.
You never did it, did you?
No.
How can you not have got round to it?
If I had have done it, I think I'd have done, like, a really, like, yes!
Going up! What would you do, Chris?
I'd probably go serious with it. Sincere. Second floor. You know what I mean? A bit of gravitas.
Going up.
Yeah.
This one just doesn't sound like she wants to be there.
Basement.
Mm. Going up.
Lift going up.
Now, she sounds familiar, though. Do you not think it's just where she's done a few too many of those lifts?
She does sound... I think she's in a lot of lifts, and I think that she's lost interest in this one.
Mm.
I'm not sure if she's the right person for the job, but I do hear her a lot. Just, like, just, you know, just, like, lift it off the page a bit. It should be first floor, not...
First floor.
Hmm. Now, I was talking about this on my Twitter yesterday, and people were coming up with other places where, not just lifts, but maybe helplines as well, where they don't sound the most enthusiastic. This was one of my favourites that someone said. Listen to this helpline.
Please press 1 if you have a Salon account, or 2 for all other inquiries.
Mm.
2 to find your nearest stockist. 3 for internet sales inquiries. 4 if we have advised that your styler is not repairable. 5 for customer services. If you'd like to hear this message again, please hold.
Yeah.
It's like she's been sat at her desk trying to record it, and you know when someone's trying to do a new voicemail on their phone and people keep going, bah! Or like some kind of crazy thing, and she's just gone, for God's sake, this is the 87th time.
I'm trying to record the message.
She's just like got into a corner and done it really moody.
Yeah. Every time she's recorded that, someone's gone, bah! And, right, okay, I'll do it once more.
Please press 1 if you have a Salon account, or 2 for all other inquiries. 2 to find your nearest stockist. 3 for internet sales inquiries. 4 if we have advised that your style
is the last time
terrible.
I'm doing this.
5 for customer services. If you'd like to hear this message again, please hold.
I'm all right, thanks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky is a cheater.
Yeah. I feel really bad about this, and I don't know if it's normal or not.
Okay.
But yesterday I was unfaithful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
I cheated on my hairdresser by going to a different hairdresser, and now I feel really bad. I couldn't get an appointment with my hairdresser, and then I went to another one because I wanted to get it done because it was a bit like straggly, and now I feel really guilty. So many questions. Is he going to know? Mm-hmm. Is it okay because I only had a trim? You know, like when you cheat on someone, some people say it's okay if it's
a snog.
Just a snog.
Yeah.
I don't, you see, I think any sort of cheating is wrong.
Is the trim a hair equivalent of just a snog?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't drunk when I went to do it, so I don't have that excuse. I wish I had been, because then I could have gone, I was drunk. Right.
I'm sorry to go, I went to another hairdresser, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. The thing is, with hairdressers, when you go elsewhere, you do feel really guilty about it.
Yeah.
What I do...
But is it acceptable or not? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you have to stay faithful to them? And when you leave, do you have to say, look, I'm going somewhere else for the next one, but I'll come back to you after that? Is it bad?
Well, do you remember, a while ago, a long time ago, I don't know whether you were working on the show, I actually had to change the hairdresser that I normally go to because we just, like, it just wasn't working. Like, we'd run out of things to say to each other. You know, you get to that point, it's like, right, I don't have anything else to say to you. I mean, we can talk about holidays and what we've been up to, but it comes to a point where, like, we're just silent. You know, like, there's couples you see when they go out to dinner and they don't talk to each other once. That's what me and that hairdresser had become, so I just had to move on.
Yeah, but you want to leave. That's fine if you're leaving totally, but I love my hairdresser and I didn't mean to cheat on him.
Well, that's what they all say, though, isn't it?
And I'm hoping he'll take me back.
Do you want him back now?
Well, yeah, I never had any intention of leaving him, which almost makes it worse. But I just needed to get it done yesterday.
You do feel bad, though. Is it their fault, really? They were asking for it because they didn't have any appointments. So, what I quite like as well...
Is he going to know? He's going to know, isn't he? Even though I've just had a trim.
Yeah, and what he will do, as they always do when you've been to someone else, is they'll go, when did you last have this cut? Yeah, it's not any good. They always slag off the person that's cut it if it wasn't them. Who did this? Oh, just somebody else. What I always do is make an excuse like, well, I've been very busy and I've also been working in Manchester for a few months, so obviously I wasn't here, so that's why I couldn't come to you. Why am I making excuses about this? So I went to another hairdresser. Deal with it.
There are so many people that have had this issue.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of people going, wait, did your new hairdresser have bigger scissors? It was a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've gone to the other side. Wow. He won't mind that.
Really not?
No, he won't mind that at all. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So many people with hairdresser angst, I didn't realise this is such a problem. Some people are travelling for like 2 hours to go to their original hairdresser, even though they don't live in that area anymore, just so they don't cheat on them.
Connell in Belfast has been on. He says, is it cheating if you do it yourself? I recently bought a head trimmer and now I'm racked with guilt.
No, I think yourself
is
fine.
Is he thinking of the hairdresser when he's doing it, though? Because I would be. I'd be like, oh my God, he's going to hate this. Like, he's going to be able to tell, isn't he?
When you cheated, were you thinking of the other hairdresser
yes,
at the time?
Yes, the whole time, thinking he's going to know, he's going to find out. And it almost, I couldn't enjoy it because, like, even when they were doing the head massage-y bit, I was like, I can't.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And you imagine the other person head massaging you instead.
Yeah.
Awful. Doing it yourself, though, is absolutely fine. And some people are saying that a trim is equivalent to a hug, so go for it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this? You don't want to say your name because you're so scared of your hairdresser, right?
Yeah, I'm so scared of her.
Okay, I'll tell you what you should do. I don't have the voice changer here, so I can't change your voice. But if you want to change your voice so that your identity is protected, then do that. Go on, then.
Hello.
That's it. They'll never know. Your hairdresser will never, ever find out. Just keep going in that voice and tell me your story.
I was in the supermarket, and yeah. She was coming up towards me. And
no, you've lost the voice. You'll be identified. Keep doing the slow voice. Okay, so you were in the supermarket.
And she was coming towards me. So I tried to put the hood up on my sweatshirt.
Because you cheated.
So that she wouldn't see my hair.
Because you'd been with someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you're like, oh, my God, I need to put my hood up immediately.
I think she might have noticed.
They always know. They always know.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
There's so many people. Okay, love you, mystery person. Goodbye.
Love you.
Love bye. You, bye. Okay, Becky, here's what you say to your hairdresser, all right?
Okay.
When they say, why did you go somewhere else? Because mm-hmm. I know you're feeling bad about it. Mm-hmm. Just say that you were curious to see what it would be like with a woman. Okay? And then he'll be like, okay, I accept that, and then you can move on.
Okay.
That's what you say. Podcast. Charlie Simpson, hello.
Hello.
My favourite text we've got this morning from one of our listeners. One of our listeners says, is Charlie Simpson the one off of gardening with no bra?
What?
I think that's Charlie Dimmock. All right, are you okay?
Yes, good, thanks, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. When was the last time you got up this early?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it to go on holiday somewhere?
Probably, yeah. I don't function very well in the morning before about 8 o'clock. But,
I don't think most pop stars do. I've got this thing that pop stars probably get up about like 11 midday.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much that bad, I don't think. No? Well, it depends what I'm doing. I mean, if you've got to do... well, on tour it is pretty much like that. Because,
is it?
But then you go to bed late, so it kind of compensates.
Yeah. You've got a tour coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, starts on Wednesday, next Wednesday in Bristol.
One of your fans has been on. She's come to see you in Leeds.
Is she?
And she, her name's Jen, and she's going to bring you some chocolate buns.
Is she?
So that's nice.
That's lovely.
I wouldn't eat them if I was
homemade, or she's going to buy them from a shop?
I think she's going to home make them, and I think you should eat them.
All right, okay.
Because I'm sure they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you never know with what they might be laced with.
What do you think they would be laced with?
I don't know. It's just like sometimes people send in cakes to Radio 1, and you think, that looks like a yummy cake.
Yeah.
But I'm probably still not going to eat it.
Have you ever tried it?
No. That's the rule. You know that, Simpson. Also, you play university gigs.
I've been doing quite a few this month, like Fresh as Balls.
Yeah, I've done a few of those as well. Now, I've been trying to work it out. Do you ask for a specific brand of bottled water from Norway that you can't get in the UK?
You know what? I've heard this. Like, a couple of the reps have said this. That isn't, like...
It's not you.
I think my manager might be, like, having a laugh and making me look ridiculous in front of these promoters.
Because I played somewhere you played last week, and they told me that somebody, and they didn't say you, but somebody had asked for this Norwegian bottled water, but they wouldn't tell me who it was. I'm just wondering if it was you or not.
Well, no, because when I got to one of the venues, I started chatting to, like, one of the promoters, and they just said, by the way, is this true? Did you ask this? I was like, no way. What are you talking about?
So it's the rumour that's going around.
It's the rumour.
And it's not even you.
It's not me.
Oh. Who is it, then?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
So what? So Norwegian water that you can't get in this country?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, it just makes it long.
I mean, I know
the promoter is.
I know some bands kind of, will have a laugh and put the most ridiculous things on rider they can.
Yeah. I heard that another band puts Lego on there.
Lego, yeah.
Lego's quite... Have you ever done anything like this just to see if you can get it?
Yeah, we used to ask for, like, lighters with a bit of local scenery on it.
When was that?
Oh, with Fight Star, we used to do that. I thought you could... Yeah, there's a film called Airheads, and there's this brilliant moment where they're ordering stuff in to make them look insane, and they ordered a football helmet, American football helmet with 3 scoops of ice cream in it. I think that'd be excellent. Just to see if that would actually happen.
See if it actually turned up. No. I quite like it. So you must have a collection of lighters from all over now,
yes,
with lovely pictures of the local scenery on.
It's brilliant.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, what do you ask for these days?
These days, a couple of cooked chickens, usually, to make some sandwiches. Nothing too extravagant, to be honest.
You make your own sandwiches
backstage? Yeah, backstage. Get, like, lots of... kind of sandwich making paraphernalia.
Got the idea of you just about to go on stage and making a quick chicken sandwich.
It is good.
Yeah. Now, we have been a little bit concerned about you lately because And I know this has been talked about quite a lot, but I wanted you to clear it up. I know that during your latest video shoot, you were the victim of a drive-by fruiting.
Drive-by fruiting.
Now, this has been reported a lot on the internet, but I want to know what actually happened. If you can take us through the whole story, and were you seriously injured?
I mean, it was blown a little bit out of proportion, okay. I think. But basically, if you've seen my new video for Cemetery, I basically play a fruit stall owner. Yeah, with lots of fruit.
Like a sexy fruit stall owner.
Yeah, you know how it is. Mm. And then there's this car driving along, and at the end of the video, the car like smashes through the fruit stand.
Mm. It goes all over you.
It goes all over me. Obviously, we didn't really. We only had one go at it because
it's expensive fruit,
and also it's a bit of waste of fruit. To be honest,
it is.
You know, so we had it done, and we weren't kind of sure where I should stand. And it when it all sprayed up, it kind of, some of it came and hit me, which wasn't too nice. But I wasn't knocked out.
I thought you were knocked out by a melon. That's what I heard. I hate how these stories change. It's just gone into a bit of fruit juice went on me.
it was like a bit mental because, you know, if you think how a car hits the fruit, the force that would have.
Bam.
It was a bit scary.
But you didn't have to go into A&E with head injuries because you've been hit by fruit.
No, that would have been funny.
Well, that's what I heard. Rubbish. Now, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, I am on Twitter.
Have you been on it for a while?
I've been on it for about 8 months, I guess.
Because so many artists are on it now. And it must be quite weird, because obviously you've been around for a while now, and like when Busted first came onto the scene, like none of that social media was happening at all, was it?
It's bizarre, and like YouTube and even Facebook. I mean, it's kind of strange how in the last 10 years the entire industry's changed because of social media. But I think it's good. I mean, I use Twitter a lot now. When it first came out, I didn't really get it.
No.
Whereas like when Facebook first came out, I loved it. I was on it the whole time. But Twitter, it took me a while to get. But I use Twitter a lot now.
I mean, when Buster started, people just send letters, didn't they?
Yeah, they write letters and put them in the post.
They did.
With the calligraphy writing.
They did, back in the day. How long ago was that? That was ages ago now.
Yeah, like 10 years ago, I think.
10?
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Makes me feel old. But I mean, YouTube came out in 2005, didn't it?
Yeah, about then.
You're on Twitter, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yes. Do you enjoy Twitter?
I do enjoy it, but for the first bit of it, I was like, I don't get it. Why?
Yeah.
Why? And Becky hates me on Twitter.
He's so boring. Yeah, I worked out this morning why he's so dull, because his best tweets include home now and in bed and asleep. And it's like, I
wouldn't do it asleep.
They're updates for his mum. So his mum can find out what he's doing.
We've worked out that my mum doesn't hear from me as much as she'd like to.
Right,
so
is she following you on Twitter?
Yeah, well, she doesn't follow
she's
me.
She just
looks it up every time.
She just Googles what my Twitter is, and then she's like, oh, good, Scott's in bed. And actually, I'm at a rave. Yeah. But she thinks I'm in bed, and that's it.
I just, when it first came out, I thought when people start writing, I'm having a chicken sandwich for lunch. I'm like, who cares? What kind of sandwich?
No, I'm still at that stage.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't moved forward.
I mean, it's good. It's good to kind of have that interaction, and it's great when people can kind of tweet you and say something they want to ask you, and you can tweet back really quickly.
It's quite cool.
It is cool, but I mean, yeah, some tweets you read, I'm just like, why did you bother wasting that 10 seconds of your life?
In that case, don't ever follow me.
I'm already following you, mate.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'll try and make them more interesting. Becky just unfollows me all the time. She's like, God, you're boring.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Did you know that your voice, when you speak, is so bassy that it's really messing up people's speakers in their
is
car?
It?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, let's do it again. Don't go really low.
Hello.
Oh, you see, that's broken some speakers. Charlie's voice is so bassy through my speakers, it's causing a problem in my car.
a problem
in my car. Now, in a minute, I'm going to ask you to do this. Now, I know that you probably heard through Twitter yesterday that we're going to ask you to do Shania Twain.
I heard rumours.
And that don't impress you much.
No.
So, we might get you to do this this other thing, which is, do you know that song, Loca People by Sac Noel? It's been number one. It's like a big dance song, a big resort tune.
Is that the one that's in the Inbetweeners movie, when he starts doing the crazy dancing?
No.
What one's that?
It's
similar, but not the same. Okay. It's called, it just basically goes, what the? It's formulaic,
right.
But I'd quite like you to do a Charlie Simpson version. You've got to read out the words.
Okay.
We'll do that in a minute. Now, you know your fans these days. How have they changed since the, like, when you were in Busted? Because your fans used to be like One Direction fans. Is there less screaming going on now? Or
yeah.
Is there?
Yes.
No, not luckily, so much. Not so many earplugs.
Yeah, down at the Teen Awards the other day. That was mental.
Yeah. I mean, did it take you back?
I know. I mean, it's. I don't know. It's kind of progressed, I guess. You know, my audience now is obviously it's a mix of kind of five star fans, and I think it's also an element of people that are kind of new to my stuff that might not have really known me before. So it's nice, you know, to be kind of, you know, introducing my stuff to new people.
Yeah, very good. Now, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. I did once on air offer a bottle of wine to every single man, woman and child in the country if Busted got back together. Please tell me that's never going to happen, because otherwise I am screwed.
You are very, very safe.
I did actually say that on air.
You're very safe in that bit.
Good. Okay, so hooray! That could have got expensive. However, my mate Chris here does still believe that, what was it?
Sleeping
with the Lights On is one of the greatest songs ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Great change.
Yeah, he loves it.
Hello, you're like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you think. That's your opinion.
Your face is like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Next.
Next question. So, what music are you liking at the moment?
I'll tell you what I listened to yesterday was the new U-Mit 6 record.
Yes.
Which is very good. Yeah. And also Ben Howard's record I've been listening to.
Yeah, we're playing that a bit.
New Bon Iver record is exceptionally good.
Mm. Don't you cover Bon Iver on
Yes, there's a song called Restacks, which is on Forever, Forever Go, which is his first record. I cover that on Cemetery EP, which is coming out on the 31st of October.
Okay.
And then also do a cover of the Live Lounge I did with Fern, the Know and the Whale, Life is Life song.
Oh, yeah, that's on there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Like a properly recorded version, so...
Now, if you wouldn't mind just reading out these words for me, Charlie, we're going to put this together into Sack Noel a bit later on. Do you want to hear? I'll hear
I
some of the.
I think he needs to because you're
some of the other versions.
How is this read?
It's okay. Like... Well, we've got lots of people to do loads of different versions of this song because it's a big song at the moment, okay. And you do have, you know, quite a sexy voice. You're breaking people's speakers in their cars. So I will play you the West Country version.
All day, all night, all day. All night.
We'll put it to the music later.
All
okay,
day.
Cool. So that was.
Yeah.
All night. What the?
Is what the. Have they cut out a word there?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the?
And then there's the West Midlands version.
All day. All night. All day. All night. All day. All night. What the?
I'll play a bit more of this so you get the feel for it.
Okay.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day. All night. All day. All night. Viva la fiesta. Viva la noche. Viva Los DJs. I couldn't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está Mallorca. What the?
That is amazing.
It's good, isn't it?
That's
the original version. They never used that in the one that went to number one.
No, I'm surprised.
I don't know why.
Okay,
right, so if you just want to read it, and then we can make it into something after 9 o'clock, and it'll be a Charlie Simpson
okay.
version of Loca People. Okay, recording.
Ready?
Yeah.
All day, all night. All day, all night. All day, all night. What the?
Can I have a what the?
What the?
Thanks.
When I came to Spain,
and I saw people partying.
Okay. When I came to Spain and saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, yeah. All night. And then what were you going to Spanish?
Yeah, I've got the all days, all nights now. and then maybe from Viva.
Viva la fiesta, viva la noche, viva los DJs. I can't believe what I was living.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. So I called my friend Jonas.
Jonas.
So I called my friend Jonas, and I said to him, Jonas. How do you say that bit?
Just sort of la
gente. It's good. La gente está
muy loca. La gente está muy loca.
Do another one.
La gente está muy loca.
What the? That's
what
brilliant.
The? Woo!
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. See, that now we can make that into
a
song,
a copy of that.
That people want to hear. I know you want a copy of it. I know that. Listen, best of luck with everything. Best of luck with the tour.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for coming to see us at this early stage of
lovely
Friday morning. The
to
lovely
see you, as always.
Charlie Simpson.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Okay, cue the music. It's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out your stuff that you've been sending to us on email. We'll answer anything. Just send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Hi, Scott and the Radio 1 team.
Yo.
Love your show. I was looking on YouTube the other day and came across a video. You were on your Hawaii chair and it went out of control. Well, I laughed so much I couldn't contain my tears. I was wondering if you still had the Hawaii chair. If so, do you still use it or did it actually break? Love you all. Tasha from Norfolk.
This is a couple of years ago and is still one of my favourite videos that we have ever done on this show.
Do you know what? If I'm feeling miserable and I'm not looking at pictures of dogs sticking their heads out of car windows, my second favourite thing to watch is the video of you on the Hawaii chair. I had to show it to someone who just started here last week and I was like, this is seriously, it made me cry just thinking about it. It's too good.
The Hawaii chair was a product which is a normal office chair, but it moves around in a hula motion.
Was it meant to be for weight loss?
It's supposed to be for weight loss, so that you can lose weight while sitting at your office desk or whatever. And it just goes round and round, and you can put the settings from like 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest, 5 being the highest.
But there's an amazing bit on the video where you're trying to type and take calls, but you've obviously... I think there was a problem with the chair, because doesn't America have different power to here?
Yeah.
And we didn't realise. We just plugged it straight in. So I think it was kind of going twice as...
It went mental.
Yeah. It wasn't happy.
No, it's not
supposed... That makes for a funny video.
It's not supposed to go that fast. If you are a bit fed up today... Just type in Scott Mills Hawaii chair and watch the video and it will cheer you up. Basically, in the original infomercial for Hawaii chair, it was like, you can lose weight with the Hawaii chair at your desk whilst typing, whilst taking a call. So I tried to do all of these things in my video, but then it broke and it goes super fast, like to the point where it throws me off the chair. Have a look. In answer to your question, the Hawaii chair was... dead after that. We had to chuck it out. It wasn't repairable. It's gone. Next.
Dear Scott, I was wondering if you could give me your opinion on whether my dad is allowed to wear any of the following. Socks and sandals.
No.
Socks and slippers.
No.
Or baseball cap and woolly hat.
No.
Why would you wear that? I've never seen that as a combination before.
No, but no. No is the answer.
I've tried to tell him that he should not wear any of these before mentioned combinations, but he doesn't listen to me. Thanks in advance. I love you and your show. Luke, off of Cranley, 19 years old, 5'10", size 8 shoes.
Are we thinking that's a no?
I'm thinking that's a no, but I'm also thinking maybe the baseball cap and woolly hat could be the start of something great. Could be a new fashion.
Well, not for dads. That, like, there's a certain age where you should stop wearing a cap. I've already reached it.
Yeah, but you'll come back into it.
I won't.
There's no. There's an older limit as well. So, like, there's a period where you can't wear the cap, and then all of a sudden you can wear the cap again, especially if you're American.
Is there, like, a window?
Yeah.
And then
where
it's
you
okay
can't
to
wear it. And then you can come back, say, I reckon 60, you can wear a cap again.
Yeah.
Then it's cute.
With I Love Florida on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Whenever you suggest that we should write in to Dear Scott, you say that we will probably get on. I have checked back through my emails and have found a total of 12 emails with the subject Dear Scott, including this one. Despite this, I have only been on once after I wrote in about being in a Chinese restaurant that was playing some really wrong music, Freak Me, etc. That one was sent back in the day, on the 15th of October 2009. I know this probably says more about the quality of my emails, but it's not fair that you build up my hopes, only to have them shattered. I therefore believe you should in future say, your email has a 1 in 12 chance of getting on, or 1 in 6 if this one is on. Cheers, love, Stuart, 18, off of Bucks, X.
Cheers, love. OK, so it's it's a 1 in 6 now because you just got on. Frankly, Stuart, obviously, your emails haven't been up to scratch since the Chinese one, where you mentioned they played Freak Me by Another Level in the restaurant. So, must try harder and you'll get on. Simples. Next.
Dear Scott, the Cheltenham Literature Festival is on and loads of celebs are pushing their autobiographies. Moyles is always bragging on about his, and now Comedy Dave is joining in. So when are you going to write yours? You could include stuff about your desert trek and frequent trips to Dubai to get your teeth sorted out. What about when you appeared on Casualty? Surely that's worth a mention.
Really?
Becky could help if you get stuck for ideas. When I looked you up on the internet, it made you sound really ancient and posh and not fun at all. I think you should set the record straight. Love and happy writing, B.
Am I ancient and posh?
No, it must be a different Scott Mills.
That's not me.
No,
I've never been called posh. Or
maybe
ancient.
When you first started in on the radio, you were quite posh.
No, that's because I was put... Look, I'm from Eastleigh. Anyone from Eastleigh in Hampshire will know. That ain't posh.
But you were doing a
go to the high street. Check out the girls in the leggings. It's not posh. But I put on a posh voice because I thought that's how people should speak on the radio. Ah. So I was like, hey, it's not me. But actually, that wasn't my real voice.
So you're going to do a book?
Do you know what? I might. Because everyone's doing them, aren't they?
Do you know what, though? We were talking about this in the office. And actually, I think I'd prefer to read the one that doesn't speak's book. Because your book, you'll, like, censor it and put all the stuff you don't want anyone to know. Like, that'll be left out.
Yeah.
Whereas the one that doesn't speak has worked with you for probably about 10 years.
Yeah.
And he knows everything, and it's about time he broke his silence.
He knows the good times, he knows the bad times.
And he won't leave anything out. He'll just be all about the money.
Maybe that should be it. And then he could have, like, a bag over his head and do those adverts, those really cheap adverts you see on TV. Hi, I'm the one who doesn't speak. And they could serialise it. Read all about what Scott Mills is really like this week, only in the Sunday Mirror. Yeah. One of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'd quite like to do a book. I actually think it doesn't matter whether you're a Z-list celebrity or not. I think that everyone should write a book, even if it's not published. At one point in their life, I think it's one of those things you should just go, tick, yeah, I've written a book. Do you not think?
Well,
I think so.
But I definitely think Becky should write a book then.
I'd
be up for reading.
What, shall I write a book on you?
Absolutely not.
Why?
You know far too much.
Why?
No, don't want
if
that.
If any publishers are listening and they'd like an expose by me and the one that doesn't speak
there's
about
nothing to
Scott
expose.
Mills.
There's nothing to expose. You're making it sound now like there's stuff like that I'm not the same on air as I am off air, and that's not true. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say on Dear Scott, then why not send me a little email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Someone's been on saying, OMG, I've never seen the Hawaii chair video before. This is Vicky from Barry. Just watched it on YouTube. You look like you're having a fit or something. I want a Hawaii chair immediately. I told you it was a good video.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Charlie Simpson was here earlier. Came in for a little chat.
Love him.
You do love him.
I didn't realise how big he was.
You keep going on about him.
He's huge. He's amazing.
I think the phrase was, at last, a real man.
Yeah,
no,
rude.
What are you saying? What
you're
are you saying?
I'm so offended by this.
Yes.
What I mean is, it's not very often that I meet men that are taller than me.
No, and but like, the way you said it, in front of me, Scott, and the one that doesn't speak, three men, was basically, oh, finally.
It's nice to have a man that's, like, taller than you.
It just sounds like you're treating him as a piece of meat, and it's just
what
rude.
He's doing.
You're treating him like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
It's not just how tall he is, though. He's quite kind of...
Yeah, he's, like, properly big.
He could give you a big hug.
Yes!
Look at that smile.
I bet he's got, like, size 17 feet or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? However,
no,
I'm...
No, what do you mean?
I'm saying that he's just big.
Right.
However, you've never yes, you've never had a proper hug off me. I'm good at hugs.
Are you?
Yeah, I could probably give you as good a hug as Charlie Simpson, I reckon.
Go on, Em.
No, she's not as keen.
How big are your feet?
10.
Well, you only take hugs
she's not interested.
People with size whatever feet and above.
Size 11 or over, I'm not interested, darling.
You have given me a hug before.
Yeah, but I'm not a proper one. This is like a... I could do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not. No, you're not even interested. Anyway, Charlie was here earlier. Very nice man.
Lovely.
And we got him to do a version of Sack Noel. We've played a few versions of it this week. So today's cover version in the Scott Mills Live Lounge, after the brilliant cover of Shania Twain by Matt Cardle yesterday, it's Charlie Simpson doing Loca People. You'll like this. In his sexy voice, which broke some people's speakers earlier. What I like about this version is, at last, somebody's speaking it properly, where you can hear all the words. It's nice to have a version in the Queen's English.
All day, all night. All day, all night. All day, all night. What the... When I came to Spain and saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night. All day, all night. Viva la fiesta. Viva la noche. Viva los DJs. I can't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Jonas and I said to him, Jonas, la gente está muy loca. What the?
Thought we'd change it to Jonas. It seemed more fitting.
When I came to Spain and saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night. All day, all night. Viva la fiesta, viva la noche, viva los DJs. What the? Viva la fiesta, viva la fiesta, viva los, viva los, viva los, viva los, viva los. I can't believe what I was living. So I called my friend Jonas and I said to him, Jonas, la gente está muy loca. What the?
Yes, Simpson! Blatantly got a friend called John, hasn't he? You know that. Thank you to Charlie Simpson for his version of Loca People. What the...
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.